Looking to save some money? How about rolling together your car and home insurance? I'm John Werdock reporting. A new survey says doing that could help you save some money. Straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news you need to know.
Joining us on the line from San Mateo, California is Laura Adams. She is a senior analyst at insurancequotes.com. How are you doing, Laura?
Doing great, thanks.
Now, you looked into this, rolling together car and home insurance. What did you find?
We found some really interesting data that shows bundling your home and your car insurance saves a lot of money. But I think the interesting thing is that it really does vary depending on where you live. We see that across the nation, it's saving consumers about 16%. And this is the second year that we've done this study. Last year, it was slightly less. We saw the savings were 15%. So consumers are saving just 1% more this year for home and auto. So, you know, overall, that means that it's a really good idea to shop your policies that way. But there are some states where the savings is, you know, not so high. So it's really going to depend on where you live.
Let's look at where folks saved the most money. What states?
Yeah, so when we take a look at these savings on a percentage basis, we see that for 2015, states like Georgia, Oklahoma, Kansas are topping the list. There we see savings that are over 21-22%. So that's pretty substantial. Then at the bottom of the list, we've got some states where, you know, you're still going to save some money, but it's not quite as impressive. So a state like Florida, where you're saving about 7%, New York, Hawaii, you're saving about 10 and 11%. So overall, you know, what this means is that you really should be looking at this as a cost-saving strategy, but the actual dollar amount of savings is going to depend on what you're paying to begin with. Every state's a little different. And then on top of that, what's the percentage discount?
What factors determined how much a consumer would save? What is one or two factors you can share with us?
Right. So a big one is definitely the competitiveness of the insurance market within a state. You know, that has a lot to do with it. What other companies are there? What are they competing for in terms of your business? In most cases, they are really looking to get a bigger share of your business. And so that's why they're offering discounts for you to roll both home and auto under their roof, if you will. You know, but there are some situations where maybe states are, you know, a lot more competitive. Maybe they're offering a lot more discounts. And in those cases, they may not look at bundling as being, you know, quite so beneficial for consumers and beneficial for them. So it really just depends on the landscape of the insurance industry within that state. It depends on how expensive those policies are to begin with. So, for instance, Florida, that's a very expensive state for insurance, both home and auto. Prices are already very high there, but they're only offering, you know, 7% discount to bundle. So, you know, for whatever reason, they are just really not feeling like there's that much incentive for them to get more of your business. And in general, it's because there's not a lot of insurers within the state of Florida. There's not so much competition there. So they're not willing to give quite as high a discount as in other states.
I guess consumers should not automatically assume that if they do bundle their car and home insurance, that the savings will automatically roll in like a big tidal wave.
That's the key. We do see that there is this nice trend that we're getting a little bit more of a discount for bundling home and auto, but it's not going to be the case 100% of the time. So a savvy consumer needs to shop it both ways. Go to your carrier, say, okay, I'd like to consider getting both policies with you. What would be my net rate? So figure out what's that bottom line that you're going to pay for both policies, then go off and shop it separately and look at what the combined premiums would be for those two different carriers. So always look at the bottom line number. Don't make the assumption that, okay, if I bundle everything, they're going to be taking care of me and I'm paying the lowest amount possible. A savvy consumer needs to reevaluate their policies and really look at their premiums on an annual basis.
Not everyone owns a home, Laura, so what if I rent?
That's a great question. Renters also have a lot to gain from combining their renters and their auto policy. What we found is that for 2015 and for last year, 2014, renters are saving 8% on average when they bundle home, or rather bundle their renters and their auto policy. So even though renters insurance is typically a lot less expensive than homeowners, the typical renter pays about $185 per year for a renter's policy. That's a lot cheaper than a homeowner's policy, but they're still going to get an 8% saving. So while that may not make such an impact on your wallet compared to homeowners, I'll take an 8% savings all day long. So it's great to look at that as well, even if you're a renter.
She's Laura Adams, a senior analyst at InsuranceQuotes.com. Laura, thanks for your insights here, and I'm sure you had a lot of fun crunching all these numbers.
We did. Thanks for having me.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.